The opposition and union movement are calling for a joint police task force to investigate allegations of union corruption instead of a royal commission. Labor leader Bill Shorten says it would be a much better use of taxpayer money. He's also calling on unions to do what they can to ban members of outlaw bikie gangs. Bill Shorten, welcome to AM.
Good morning.
Can you tell us what it is that you propose?
We believe, and Labor believes, that anyone engaging in corruption or bribery or extortion is a crook. It's low-life behaviour, and Labor's going to give it no oxygen. They should feel the full force of the law. They should feel it now. I don't believe they should feel it 2, 3, 4 years after a royal commission. That's why Labor's calling upon the government to act in a bipartisan fashion to tackle serious allegations raised recently, in particular in building and construction sectors, to create an Australian Federal Police Force task force working with all the state police agencies.
So you believe the problem is serious enough to call for a task force?
I believe the allegations about criminality, criminal behaviour in the building construction sector certainly do deserve further investigation. The question is, what's the best way to deal with it? It doesn't matter if you're an employer or a labour hire company or a motorcycle gang or a union rep. No one is above the law. The question is, how do you then enforce the law? I don't believe we need a Abbott government special political stunt which will cost the taxpayer literally tens and tens of millions of dollars when we've got police agencies who could, with further resources and support, do a much better job more efficiently and effectively.
But just to be clear, you believe the problem is serious enough in the Australian construction industry to warrant a task force. That's a pretty serious concession, isn't it?
I accept that in light of the recent allegations reported and talking to police people that in the building construction sector, there needs to be no place for criminal groups trying to infiltrate it through employers, labour hire companies, Phoenix companies, tax dodging, suborning union representatives. None of that should be accepted. And if the police need more support to do it, what they don't need is a bunch of politicians pontificating for weeks and years and months and a lawyer's picnic. What they need is scarce taxpayer dollars given to the people who catch the crook.
Do you also believe that parts of the construction industry have been hijacked by outlaw bikie gangs? Is that the case?
No. What I understand from the allegations is that some union representatives have found themselves working with crooks and criminals. What I believe is that the police are the people who catch criminals. You know, with the greatest of respect to Prime Minister Tony Abbott or a Royal Commission, they don't actually catch criminals. What we want to see is the criminals being evicted from the industry, that the building and construction sector in particular is ensured to be clean of dirty money, of criminal activity, of the infiltration of criminals and outlaw motorcycle gangs.
How widespread are outlaw motorcycle gangs in the construction industry?
I'm not a police expert. What I do know is that the police know these things, and it's the police that should get the resources and support they deserve.
What do you know beyond Fairfax reports? You've been in the union movement for a long time now, in the labour movement. What do you know?
What I know from talking to police is that they think that there is a challenge around the debt collection industry, people promising to collect debts. Again, I've read that in the newspapers. What I understand also is that the police want to make sure that they have the best resources and that there is a opportunity for them to catch criminals. What Labor's proposing is, if you want to catch criminals, that's a police matter. If you want to have a political debate, that's a politician's matter. We don't confuse the two. There are some matters which are separate to the day-to-day hurly-burly of politics. I believe that the process of making sure we have a clean building and construction industry is one which the police are best tasked to do.
Bill Shorten, since the 1990s, I've been aware of biker groups being involved in parts of the construction industry. Why don't you support the rebooting of the Australian Building and Construction Commission? Surely that would take care of some of these problems.
Well, let's be really direct here. I believe that what we need to catch criminals is the police. You don't need to create new structures. What you need to do is support the existing structures to be able to do their job and make sure they've got both the legal power and the manpower and the resources to do the job.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten. And with the proposal for a Royal Commission still to go before Cabinet, no one from the government was available to speak this morning.